Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Buckstan got too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. But he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 29 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Anora, a strip club Cinderella story without the fairy tale ending, won Best Picture at the 97th Academy Awards in Los Angeles, also winning Best Director for Sean Baker and Best Actress for Mikey Madison for Anora. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist. Supporting roles went to Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain and Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. Many evacuations because of wildfires in North and South Carolina. No injuries reported near Avalon, South Carolina Sunday.
We're going to lose our homes. They had to evacuate Avalon down there. And everybody is going to lose their home.
Because of the possibility of high winds, Jefferson Parish in the New Orleans area has canceled Mardi Gras Day parades. This because of the forecast of damaging winds, hail and tornadoes from Texas to Alabama through Tuesday. The UK and France will work on a Ukraine peace deal to be discussed with the U.S., says the British Prime Minister. This is ABC News. More on the silliness and seriousness at the Oscars.
The 97th Academy Awards kicked off with first-time host Conan O'Brien warming up the crowd before the awards started.
It's Hollywood's biggest night that starts at 4 in the afternoon.
The awards also acknowledging those impacted by the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles and honoring first responders.
On behalf of everyone in Greater Los Angeles, thank you for all that you do.
Jacqueline Lee, ABC News, Hollywood.
A private lunar lander has touched down on the moon, delivering a drill, vacuum, and other experiments for NASA. Firefly Aerospace's lander came down on the moon's near side. Firefly's based in Texas, named for a rare species of fireflies, blue Ghost blasted off from Florida in January. Two other companies' landers are hot on its heels, with the next one targeting a landing later this week. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 52, partly to mostly cloudy and warmer conditions. South to southeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, a good chance of scattered light rain and a low of 39. Tuesday, cloudy and mild with periods of rain, getting heavier in the day and also a high of 52. Tuesday night, a low of 32. Some wet snow coming in, maybe 1 to 2 inches overnight, and another 1 to 2 inches of snow possible on Wednesday with a high of 36. Currently at WRCO Studios, south to southwest winds are at 3 miles per hour. We've been as low as 28. Right now it is 29 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Monday, March 3rd. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
start the day in a positive way with the Sons of the Pioneers, and the place where I worship is the wide open spaces. Prior to that, our national anthem performed by Ricochet. Here we are together again, friends. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. We hope you had a couple of days, maybe a couple of hours, a couple of minutes of R&R over the weekend, whatever the case might be. It was a nice weekend. Yesterday, with a daytime high, what was it, 38 degrees. And I have to say, it felt warmer Saturday and Sunday than the actual temperature was. I think Saturday's high was like 28. But when the wind isn't blowing, it makes quite a difference. The sun is out, it does make quite a difference. So that was the case yesterday. Very, very pleasant, and 38 for the high. So today we're going to better that a little bit before some precip chances and somewhat of a wintry forecast for the remainder of the week, especially coming in Tuesday and Wednesday. And even the extended forecast by Friday at this point is talking about snow being likely for most of the day. We will wait and see. 29. Right now at WRCO. Let's start those chores. Here's Dave Dudley.
It seems to me your body's yearning. Seems to me your lips are turning cold. And after all the love I've given, someone else's love is taking hold. And I can see your mind is working, and an awful thought is turning round. I don't know when my time is coming. When it does, my world is coming down. Coming down. falling down. I don't know when my time is coming, when it does my world is coming down. I can see your eyes are wanting, but I know they're wanting something new. And I know that it's all over, what's he gonna do that I can't do? And I've been knowing that you're restless like the leaves that tumble to the ground. I don't know when my time is coming, when it does my world is coming down. Coming down, falling down. I don't know when my time is coming, when it does my world is coming down. No, I don't know when my time is coming, when it does my world is coming down. Oh no, I don't know when my time is coming, when it does my world is coming down.
Ricky Skaggs on WRCO Radio. And honey, won't you open that door? Vernon County, over 50 hosts Tai Chi exercise at Bethel Home in Viroqua and the Ontario and Reedstown Public Libraries each Monday and Wednesday from 1 until 1:45. For further information, call Vernon County over 50 at 262-384-0082. Rockbridge Township is posting weight limits on their roads as of today. Be aware of that. And Tech Help Tuesday comes up tomorrow at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center from 9 until noon. You can get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. And it's a good service. Instead of taking your hammer and hitting any key, get some help there. Absolutely. Coming up, a check of sports scores and more on the Mel Cow Show. Here's Elvis Presley.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Good morning, 18 minutes after 5 o'clock, 29 degrees. We're headed toward a whole heap of helping better weather today, 52 degrees later.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jaden Atkins scored 19 points, and Jackson Kohler had 10 and a career-high 16 rebounds to lead number 8 Michigan to a 71-62 win over number 11 Wisconsin yesterday. The Spartans improved to 24-5, 15-3 in the Big Ten. They have won five straight, putting them in a position to contend for the conference championship with a week left in the regular season. The Badgers now 22-7, 12-6, had won 6 of 7 in the action coming in. It was John Blackwell had 19 points, John Tanjay scoring 11 in the starting lineup that was without injured guard Max Klesmet. Michigan State plays Thursday night at Iowa, wrapping up the Big Ten schedule. Badgers play Wednesday night at Minnesota and ends the regular season Saturday against Penn State at home. Illinois was a winner over Michigan, final score of 93-73. From the NBA, Boston 110, Denver 103, Cleveland over Portland 133-129 in overtime, Indiana 127, Chicago 112, New York won in overtime over Miami 116-112, Toronto 104, Orlando 102, Oklahoma City beat San Antonio 146-132, New Orleans 128, Utah 121. The Lakers got the win against the Clippers 108-102, and Minnesota over Phoenix 116-98. The Brewers and Cleveland trying out their bats yesterday. They tied at 12 before the game ended in interleague play for the preseason. The Dodgers 6-3 over the White Sox. Tampa Bay beat the Twins 5-3. Miami over St. Louis 5-3. And Cincinnati tapped the Cubs 7-3 in spring ball. And that's an update on sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
All right, are you ready? We got to work off the weekend a little bit here. Stretch out. Ouch. Here we go. A one and a two and a... There you go. Eddie Blazancic and the Versatones and the Everybody Polka right there. Good for What Ails Ya, the aerobic polka workout on a Monday morning with WRCO Radio. 29 in Richland Center, up one from the overnight low. Here's Donna Fargo.
Kisses the roses round my windowsill, and my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tra-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a in the morning, wake up to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, tra-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and good. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. And when it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky, and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tra-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill.
Like I've always missed you. Will he? he longed for the things that can't be. Will love leave an ember? He'll always remember. Well, then he's the image of me.
Jim Reeves, that's your Monday morning waltz right there, the image of me. Today's forecast call for partly to mostly cloudy and warmer conditions, a high of 52, tonight 39 with a chance of scattered light rain, Tuesday cloudy and mild with periods of rain getting heavier later in the day, a high of 52, Tuesday night into Wednesday, maybe 1 to 2 inches overnight and another 1 to 2 during the day on Wednesday. Right now, a south to southwest wind is at 3 miles per hour, and we're up 1 from the overnight low. It is 29 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Some farmers are proactively protecting their yields. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, has the farm economy bottomed out? Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Vice President Jason Henderson tells Brownfield it's close.
I think right now we're really close to a bottom in the farm economy. It's gone from about $200 billion on a real basis down to about $140, $130 billion. We've seen corn prices come up a little bit here recently. Good time to price markets given, you know, some of the disruptions we've had in Brazil.
He says demand will be the driver, but there is a lot of uncertainty. Anderson says with so many questions around exports, the U.S. needs to look domestically for new and expanding markets. Some farmers are proactively protecting their yields. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from Commodity Classic in Denver.
The use of fungicides to protect plant health and production efficiency has been on the rise.
It's necessary to do it, even if you're in a losing proposition.
Chad Eitman raises corn and soybeans in West Central Iowa. He tells Brownfield the see a problem and then spray method isn't effective.
It just needs to be a planned approach. Do it earlier than what you think you need to do it. If you need a second pass, you need a second pass.
Mike Pellett farms in central Iowa. He says using fungicides proactively is becoming even more important.
We got to preserve that plant health. We've got to be able to minimize those stresses in order to make sure that plant is able to produce to its maximum potential.
From Denver, Colorado, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The EPA says it plans to allow Midwestern states an extra year to prepare for permanent year-round E15 fuel sales. South Dakota and Ohio have asked for a one-year extension to remove the 1 PSI volatility waiver for E10. Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine wrote to the agency in January asking for the delay, saying Ohio's petroleum industry has concerns about the ability to install infrastructure in time for the April 28th deadline. EPA is likely to grant South Dakota's waiver as well. Six other states, including Wisconsin, are on track for year-round E15. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association's leader says checkoff dollars this year will fund additional research and education efforts. Brenda Damrow-Gudex tells Brownfield promoting biofuel use remains a high priority.
We are continuing to promote ethanol and really make sure that, you know, everyone knows the benefits of using ethanol and why we need ethanol in our fuel sources.
She says other continuing research backed by the half cent per bushel checkoff includes environmentally friendly consumer product development. Damrow-Gudex says the checkoff will also continue to share the stories of farmers and how they are managing soil and water resources while providing food, fuel, and fiber to consumers. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the week with light business and cash hogs were mixed. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had a light live trade in parts of the South on Friday at $197, $2 lower than the previous week. A light dress trade took place on Thursday in the North at $313, $2 lower. At the Mid-Missouri Stockyards in Phillipsburg, feeder steers sold mostly $5 to $13 higher compared to the most recent sale from 3 weeks ago. Heifers under 600 pounds sold with a sharply higher undertone, and heifers over 600 pounds had a steady undertone. USDA says demand was very good on a heavy supply. Medium and large one feeder steers at 606 pounds brought 306, and feeder heifers at 510 pounds sold for 307. Boxed beef closed mixed on Friday with choice up 65 cents at 311.83. Select was down 8 cents at 302.05. Estimated cattle slaughter was 107,000 head. Cash hog business was mixed with moderate closing negotiated numbers. It looks like some buyers still had near-term supply needs to take care of, pulling the national average to a modestly higher finish on Friday afternoon. Upcoming tariffs would likely have an impact on exports, and it was another week of wide swings for the domestic wholesale market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 53 cents with a base range of $84 to $93. The Iowa Minnesota was down 28 cents for a weighted average of $89.16. The Western Corn Belt was up 45 cents with a weighted average of $89.52. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets on Friday. Barrels and gilts were priced at 62. Sows were 60 to 69. Boars were marked at 19. Pork values closed lower, down 254 at 98.42. Estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 13,000 on the week and down more than 1,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures closed sharply lower on Friday, pressured by the week-to-week decline in direct cash prices. Lean hog futures were down on the lower midday move in pork and the ongoing questions about domestic demand. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly a 197 live. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are pressured by weather in South America and tariff concerns. March beans were down 11 and a quarter at 10.11 and a half. May was 11 and a half lower at 10.25 and three quarters. March corn is down 11 and a quarter at 4.53 and a half. And May was down 11 and a half at 4.69 and a half. Cattle were pressured by that direct business. April live was down 347 at 192.65. June was 355 lower at 188.77. April feeders were down 255 at 273. And with pork lower at midday, April hogs were down 70 cents at 83.67. The May lean hog contract was down $1.32 at 87.42. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
These are not good times for a lot of specialty crop producers, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The U.S. Senate Ag Committee invited representatives from the specialty crop industry to share an economic update last week, and it was not pretty. For example, here's Anna Reinwalt, a member of the Mississippi Sweet Potato Council.
Certainly, if we continue on the trajectory that we're currently on, it'll take far less than 5 years to put a vast majority of specialty crop producers out of business. They cannot afford that increase in labor wage rates in particular. We're having to eat all of that because for many of us, depending on what your specialty crop is, our markets will not bear us passing along that cost to our customers.
One reason for specialty crop producers being in a bad place is that many of them rely on migrants to help work the fields, and the present status of immigration in the U.S. is pretty chaotic. Senator Michael Bennett, a Colorado Democrat, weighs in.
There was a time when our politics was not as broken as it is around this issue. And I guess also a reminder that this economy, especially our rural farm economy, depends on immigration and our having a functional immigration system in this country.
Tomorrow, the head of Michigan's Ag Department shares a similar scenario for specialty crop growers in the North Country. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Many dairy farmers and processors are feeling the impact of the federal government funding freeze. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association tells Brownfield the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has been a successful program that reimburses small businesses for investing in their futures. But now the funds are being withheld.
This program has made their business more resilient. They've added jobs. They've created new products. They've expanded into new export markets. They've returned greater value to their farmers.
Sweeney says the most recent round of funding that was approved by Congress has been paused, putting the current recipients in jeopardy.
It stands to impact 420 dairy businesses nationwide, many of them very small farms or processors who've used small targeted grants to grow their businesses and now may not receive reimbursement for their expenses.
Sweeney and other members of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association are traveling to Washington, D.C. this week, urging USDA officials to release the funding. USDA's agricultural prices report for January shows some improvement for dairy farmers. The index for January at 119.9 is up 3.5% from the previous month and 20% from January a year ago. The January all milk price, 24.10 per hundredweight, that's 80 cents higher than December and $4 higher than January of 2024. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 1.5 cents at 51, no sales. 40-pound blocks of cheese down 9.5 cents, 177.5 with 4 sales. Cheese barrels went down 2.5 cents to 178, 2 sales there. Butter unchanged at 234.5, but no sales. Not that dry milk unchanged at 120 and no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Here's a look at forecast details for today. A high of 52 later, partly to mostly cloudy and warmer conditions. 39 tonight with scattered light rain. Tuesday, 52. Some rain that could get heavier later in the day. For Wednesday, Tuesday night into Wednesday, 1 to 2 inches of snow possible. Another 1 to 2 possible on Wednesday. We'll see what Tony Schumacher says about the whole situation. Maybe some more snow on Friday as well, but he's coming up in about 10 minutes to further enlighten us, I guess, in terms of snow. We can always use the precipitation, that is for sure. I guess I'd rather have it warm up and rain myself, but that's the way it goes. What are you going to do? I guess you just do the San Antonio stroll. Here's Tanya Tucker.
Down in South Carolina, as soon as the Saturday sun went on down, my folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just singing the whole night through. When my folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, "Child, don't you know there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll." The day finally come when my mama said, "Hun, it's about time you came with us as well." Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old cracked midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to be, they held hands and began to stroll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll. San Antonio Stroll.
There's a quiet time in the early dawn, before the morning paper, before the coffee's on, when there ain't much moving in the world outside. Oh, I love to take a morning ride. My baby knows it's the time we share. She wakes me gently and brushes back her hair, and she moves into my arms, kinda sweet and slow. And I can't wait to get up and go. Gonna take my baby on a morning ride. When the sun comes slipping round the mountainside, out and out, maybe two. Ain't nothing me and her would rather do than see the green grass glisten in the morning dew, while the world is still brand spanking new. Oh, I know how beautiful the day will be when she takes a morning ride with me. And when we get back, it will feel so right to just lay back and linger in the morning light. Then she'll smile at me, thinking where we've been, wanting me to take her again. I'm gonna take my baby on a morning ride. When the sun comes slipping round the mountainside, for an hour, maybe two. Ain't nothing
Haggard on WRCO coming up, and then the update from Mr. Schumacher as well on the Light in the Milk House show.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for tuning in the Light in the Milk House Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your Southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, things will be a bit milder here the next couple of days, but turning increasingly wet tomorrow into tomorrow night as a major low-pressure system swings in from the southwest. This will bring rain amounts possibly up to an inch or a little more across our region through Tuesday night, and that'll be turning over to wet, heavy snow first out in Iowa, parts of eastern Minnesota, and northwest Wisconsin tomorrow evening. That changeover should happen around here toward daybreak Wednesday, and we could get a couple inches at least of slushy, wet accumulation. High winds will blow some of that around as well, so low visibilities in spots. Things will improve, though, as we head into Thursday as high pressure slides in. Another weather system, though, passing through on Friday could bring us some accumulating snow, so definitely stay tuned for updates. Our forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy and warmer with a high near 52, south to southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, cloudy with a good chance of scattered light rain, low at 39 degrees, southeast wind close to 10. Tomorrow, cloudy and mild with periods of rain getting heavier later in the day, high about 52, the wind southeast up to 10. Tuesday night, rain mixing with or changing to wet snow well after midnight, an inch or two of snow possible, low at 32. Wednesday should be windy with snow tapering to flurries by afternoon, another inch or two is possible, high at 36. Winds could gust to 35 miles an hour or more. As we head into Thursday, partly cloudy, low 18, high of 36. Friday, snow likely most of the day with a couple of inches possible, low 24, high in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly cloudy, low 18 with a high of 36. And Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, low 22 with a high of 46. You have yourself a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people
people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 29 right now, partly cloudy conditions. South to southwest winds are at 3 miles per hour. 38 degrees, yesterday's high. The record high for March 3rd, 75. We hit that 1 year ago, 2024. Record low, 25 below zero in 1962. Last year's high, 75, and the low was 45. Sunset will occur at 5:53 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning, getting earlier and earlier, 6:33 for this morning right now at WRCO. The barometer is down at 29.95. No precipitation today. Again, it is partly cloudy, and we're up a couple of degrees from the overnight low. Right now, 30 in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders gathering for a security summit in London, vowing to support Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after last week's contentious